Hello, brethren. Do you all hear me okay? Thank you, Brother Dwayne. Sabbath blessings to my beloved church family and to our little brethren. And it's the first Sabbath of November. Time flies so fast, and we're almost at the end of this year. The pages of this year is about to finish. So if you have your prayer request, please type them in the chat room. So we have from Brother Dwayne Unspoken, many Unspoken from Brother Joe. And also for me and my family, many, many Unspoken. Jania has Unspoken. Sister Mindy, many Unspoken. As well as with Sister Ida Unspoken. Alvi too, Unspoken. Okay, any more prayer requests? So we can start in prayer. No more. All right, if you can, please kneel and bow your hearts. Let's pray. Sister Danielle, many Daniela, many Unspoken. And Brother Gilbert. Prayer for wife, many others, and everyone on our prayer list, Unspoken and myself. And we have Sister Sue. I'm so sorry. There is still coming in. Unspoken for help to be more diligent in work, ministering, and efforts around the world. Consecration, concentration to study God's word and blessing. Luna, prayers for healing of eczema, and Brother Jesse, Unspoken regarding character. All right, let's pray. Our loving and merciful Father, which is in heaven, we humbly lift all the prayers of your children, spoken and unsaid, and also the prayer of Brother Gilbert regarding his wife and everyone, everything in our prayer list, and also prayers from my sister Sue for concentration to that study God's word and to be part of this work. And please answer all this prayer according and give us the answer that would fit your perfect will, Father. And also prayers that we could overcome our sins and that we may be like you. And we thank you for providing all our needs, materially, physical, and all the good things that you have given us every day. For you are the giver of all good things. Only sometimes we didn't appreciate them because we wanted our own way. Our way that leads to perdition. So we also pray, Father, for your hands to touch the sick and suffering, physically and spiritually. We pray for Sister Luna's eczema and all other illnesses, Lord. Please give them healings, Father. Those that also are in doubt, please touch their hearts, Father, and heal them, that they may decide to follow you after hearing the truth. Please, Father, be merciful to us and to them as you are so our loving God. We pray also for those that are against us to please forgive them as we forgive them, for Satan is using them to hinder the progress of your work. And thank you, Father, for the blessing of salvation and the peace it brings and for cleaning us from all our unrighteousness. And all these things we ask in the name of our Savior, Jesus Christ, your Son, for eternity, our King. Amen. Amen. Amen and amen. right. Now is our favorite portion, to share our praises and thanksgiving. And it's the first Sabbath, so we have the testimony Sabbath this time, later. So you can type your, or you can share your testimonies, and later Sister Mindy will read it again so others can hear them. All right. So please put in your testimonies, your thanksgiving, and all your praises. Okay, so I want to start with my praise. I thank God for all the good things He has done for all of us. It was really a blessing for us, for me and my family, that when He made it easy for us to get along with our new neighbors. So before we even moved in, they knew us, and then they made us feel welcome. So praise the Lord, it is really overwhelming. And if we got a chance, we give them trucks and talk to them about our faith. And also, every time we would go out, me and Alvin, you know, we would go out to run errands or engage in other activities, we always pray to God, asking Him to open a way that will allow us to preach or to share our faith, even just one person that we could talk to. And by God's grace and with His help, we consistently encounter individuals with whom we can share our reading materials. And not only that, we were able to engage in conversation about spiritual things. So last week, we were able to meet 3 people, and we had the opportunity to pray with them after the conversation. So the Holy Spirit would speak to our mouth, that is promise. He would speak to our mouth of the words that we would, that we can say that He wants us to say or to share. So later I will share the entire story of the testimony and praise. All right, praise the Lord. And we have here Sister Luna. Praise the Lord for healing me with my eczema. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Praise Him for making all animals and the beautiful flowers, for the roof over our heads, clothes, and food on our table. Thank you, Sister Luna. Praise the Lord for healing you. And Sister Ida, I want to praise God for everything and His many blessings and all that He does for all of us every day. Amen. Yes, praise the Lord, for He's always good. He's so good to all of us. And Sister Mindy, praise the Lord for this beautiful, sunny, cool Sabbath day. Praise the Lord for my salvation and the joy and peace it brings, for my beloved church family and the truth He has blessed us with. His holy words, my health, and His many, many blessings and His wonderful love. Amen. Thank you, Sister Mindy. And now we have from Damian. He wants to praise the Lord for His love, for the joy, and praise Him. He wants to praise Him for all things in the world, good or bad. Yeah, let's praise the Lord even things doesn't come, you know, in the way we expected, good or bad things. Because God has a purpose why it happened. So praise the Lord for God's death. Yeah, for all of us, His goodness, grace, long-suffering, and all the good stuff about Him. Thank you, Brother Damian. And Sister Jania, praise the Lord, the new month of November and for all his beautiful creations he made for us to admire. Amen. Praise the Lord, Sister Janine. Thank you. And Sister Sue, praise the Lord for the Sabbath, for the writing of his prophets that are such a great blessing to us, for rebukes when needed, for provision God gives us to all people, animals, sea life, and insects. God provides for all every day. So I want to praise the Lord for his holiness, goodness, mercy, and especially his love. Thank you. Praise the Lord. Amen to that, Sister Sue. Brother Gilbert, I thank the Lord, that's what he said, for his many, many mercies, his graces, his salvation, his compassion, his love, and too many other things. The Lord is always very good. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, Brother Gilbert. Amen to the Godhead. And now, this is from Sister Alvi. Praise the Lord for giving me wisdom for my homework. Good job. Praise the Lord. God gives wisdom. All right. Thank you, Sister Alvin. Brother Matthew, I praise the Lord for molding us and shaping us in the fiery trials of affliction so that we may be made worthy to enter God's kingdom. Come. Amen. Thank you for sharing, Brother Matthew. Yeah. Amen. Praise the Lord. And Sister Marissa, we claim and praise the Lord for travel mercy that God will grant us in going back to the Philippines. Yes, we will pray for that. We will include that in the prayer request. Okay. Thank you for sharing. And Sister Barbara, praise the Lord for his patience and love for guiding me in our daily life. Amen. Thank you, Sister Barbara. Okay, did I miss any? Let me scroll. All right. I guess all praises are read. So now we can start with, okay, Brother Gabriel and Isaias. Praise the Lord for the blessings and for all the healings he has done. For the nice weather, for allowing us to be able to be here another Sabbath day, for keeping us safe throughout the week, for this church family, for the roof over our head, and for the food he provides. Praise the Lord for all the wonderful praises. Glory be to God. Yes, indeed. Thank you, Brother Gabriel and Isaias. I want to praise the Lord. This is from Sister Mary. The Lord for his mercy and long-suffering, his protection, correction, and the perfect peace that only he can give. For everything he does for us on a daily basis, the Lord has only our best interest in mind for salvation and joy it brings. And for every day that the Lord gives us, praise his mighty name. Thank you. And praise the Lord, Sister Mary. So, yeah, let's get started. If no more praise. All right. So, we are now, we're still in, also the title of the story is From the Sketches of the Life of Paul. We are now in chapter 2, pages 21 to 24. And if you want to double click to see the picture and the picture, yes. And then the title of our story is Conversion of Saul. Okay, so let's get started. Let's read. The mind of Saul was greatly stirred by the triumphant death of Stephen. He was shaken in his prejudice, but the opinions and arguments of the priests and rulers finally convinced him that Stephen was a blasphemer, that Jesus Christ whom he preached was an impostor. And those, and that those ministering in holy offices must be right. Being a man of decided mind and strong purpose, he became bitter, very bitter in his opposition to Christianity, after having once entirely settled in his mind that the views of the priests and scribes were right. His zeal led him to voluntarily engage in persecuting the believers. He caused holy men to be dragged before the councils and to be imprisoned or condemned to death without evidence of any offense save their faith in Jesus. Saul was about to journey to Damascus upon his own business, but he was determined to accomplish a double purpose by searching out as he went all the believers in Christ. For this purpose, he obtained letters from the high priest to read in the synagogues, which authorized him to seize all those who were suspected of being believers in Jesus, and to send them by messengers to Jerusalem, there to be tried and punished. He set out upon his way full of strength and vigor of manhood and the fire of a mistaken zeal. As the weary travelers neared Damascus, the eyes of Saul rested with pleasure upon the fertile land, the beautiful gardens, the fruitful orchards, and the cool streams, while Saul, with his companions, was gazing and admiring. Suddenly, a light above the brightness of the sun shone round about him, and he fell to the earth, and heard a voice saying unto him, "Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me?" And he said, "Who art thou, Lord?" And the Lord said, "I am Jesus whom thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks." He saw his folly in resting his faith upon the assurance of the priests and rulers, whose sacred office had given them great influence over his mind and caused him to believe that the story of the resurrection was an artful fabrication of the disciples of Jesus. Now that Christ was revealed to Saul, the sermon of Stephen was brought forcibly to his mind. Those words which the priest had pronounced blasphemy now appeared to him as truth. In the time of wonderful illumination, his mind acted with remarkable rapidity. He traced down through prophetic history and saw that the rejection of Jesus by the Jews, his crucifixion, resurrection, and ascension had been foretold by the prophets and proved him to be the promised Messiah. He remembered the words of Stephen, "I see the heaven opened and the Son of Man standing on the right hand of God." And he knew that the dying saint had looked upon the kingdom of glory. In the terrible moment, he remembered that the holy Stephen had been sacrificed by his consent, and that through his instrumentality, many worthy saints had met their death by cruel persecution. And he, trembling and astonished, said, "Lord, what wilt thou have me to do?" And the Lord said unto him, "Arise, go into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do." The learned Jew had seen the face of the martyr reflecting the light of Christ's glory and look like the face of an angel. He had witnessed his forbearance toward his enemies and his forgiveness of them. He had further witnessed the fortitude and cheerful resignation of other believers in Jesus while tormented and afflicted, some of whom had yielded up their lives with rejoicing for their faith's sake. All this testimony had appealed loudly to Saul and thrust conviction upon his mind, but his education and prejudices, his respect for priests and rulers, and his pride of popularity braced him to rebel against the voice of conscience and the grace of God. He had struggled entire night against conviction and had always ended the matter by avowing his belief that Jesus was not the Messiah, that he was an impostor, and that his followers were deluded fanatics. So we will continue, we will stop here, and then we will continue the part two next Sabbath. So before we go to our question and answer, we will be hearing a special song to be played by Brother Dwayne. We'll go to our first question. Are you all ready? Yes. Okay, the first question, the opinion of the priests and rulers convinced Saul that Stephen was a blank. Is it A, holy man, B, blasphemer, or C, martyr? A, B, or C? Okay, I see some answers here. All right, the correct answer is letter V, B, as in boy. Very good. Letter B, that Stephen was a blasphemer. Very good. Okay, good job. Now, number two question. Okay, so, believe that Jesus Christ, whom Stephen preached, was not the Messiah, but an blank. Is it A, teacher, B, ordinary man, messenger, or C, impostor? So Saul believed that Jesus was A, B, or C. And the correct answer, yes, you get it right. C, he believed that Jesus was not a Messiah but an impostor. Very good. Okay, number three question. Saul thought that Jesus was not who he said he was, and that those who followed him were crazy blank. So those who followed him were crazy holy men, B, fanatics, or C, martyr. So he even thought, yes, you're correct, he even thought that those who followed Jesus were looked at crazy fanatics, and they will also brand us like that by following Jesus. So correct, letter B, fanatics. Very good. Number four. Being a man of a decided mind and strong purpose, he became very bitter in his opposition to Christianity. True or false? Because of his strong purpose and he was smart. So he, is it, did he have a bitter opposition to the Christianity? True or false? And the correct answer, yes, is true. It's true. Good job. Yes. That's why he was the one who persecuted the believers of Christ. Okay, number five. Number five, Saul's zeal led him to voluntarily engage in blank the believers of Christ. Is it A, persecuting, B, rebuke, or praising them? Yes, letter A. He voluntarily engaged in persecuting the believers of Christ. Very good. All are correct. Good job. Praise the Lord. Now for my number six question. Where did Saul go to conduct his business of searching out all the believers in Jesus Christ? What place did he went? Give me the correct answer. Okay. All right. I see some answers in. Good job. Okay, let's see from others. The correct answer is he was going to conduct his business of what? Persecuting all the believers of Christ. So he went to Damascus. The high priest even gave him letter. Yeah? To allow him to persecute all the followers of Christ. Very good. He went to Damascus. Number seven. He caused holy men in front of the council and jailed or killed them without any proof of a crime just because they believe in Jesus. Right or wrong? So it was Saul who caused the holy men to be brought into council and even jailed or killed them. Right or wrong? The correct answer, yes, is right. He was the man who caused the holy people of God to be jailed or even be killed. Very good. The correct answer is right. Praise the Lord again. All right. Number eight. Question number eight. What happened to Saul while gazing upon the beautiful garden, fruitful orchard, and cool stream along the way to Damascus? What happened to him? What happened to him? Please put in your answers. What happened to him? Something happened to him. And he fell on the ground. What did he saw? Okay, we see, I have some answers here. He was struck down blind and heard voices speaking to him. That is correct. All right, Sister Mary answers, the sun was very bright and Jesus spoke to him. Good answer. Very good. That is correct also. Sister Mindy, Jesus spoke to him and he became blind. Right answer. Sister Leticia, voice came from heaven. Correct answer. And Jesus spoke and Saul became blind according to Sister Easy. Everybody are correct, and he became blind. All right. So Jesus had suddenly a light upon the brightness of the sun shone round about him, and he fell on the earth and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, why persecutest thou me? That is very good. All are correct. He got hit by bright light and became blind. And Jesus spoke to him, questioning him. Everybody are correct. Good job. And for my ninth question, who spoke to Saul saying, why persecutest thou me? It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. Who spoke that? Yes. You are correct. It was Jesus who spoke to him, saying, it is hard for thee to kick against the prick, our precious Lord Jesus. Yes, that is correct. Very good, everyone. And for my last question, just one more minute. For my 10th question. On that moment, he remembered Holy Stephen, which has been crucified by his consent, and that through his instrumentality, many worthy saints had met their death by cruel persecution. Is it yes or no? It is because of his consent that he became the instrumentality of Satan, the instrument of Satan. Yes or no? And the correct answer, of course, is yes. Good job, everyone. To God be the glory. And thank you. Thank you for your participation. Praise the Lord for giving us the right lesson for today that we need for our spiritual growth. And he consistently blesses us. Blesses his church, both young and old believers. So praise the Lord for that, and enabling us to continue to grow in truth and strengthening our faith. So thank you again, everyone, for your participation and for being here. God bless us all. I will turn you over to Sister Mindy for more learning. God bless everyone.
Sabbath blessings, brothers and sisters. Can everybody hear me okay? Praise the Lord. What a wonderful study, Sister Geneva. All right, so let's get going on our study, and we're going to continue going through the Bible and reading different verses and determining which commandments were broke. This one is going to be about Jacob and Esau. If you want to get us started. Thank you, Brother Joe. This is Genesis chapter 27, 17 through 24. And she gave the savory meat and the bread which she had prepared into the hand of her son Jacob. And he came unto his father and said, my father. And he said, here am I. Who art thou, my son? And Jacob said unto his father, I am blank, the firstborn. I have done according as thou badest me. Arise, I pray thee, sit and eat of my venison, that thy soul may be blank me, so that thy soul may blank me. And Isaac said unto his son, how is it that thou hast found it so quickly, my son? And he said, because the Lord thy God brought it to me. And Isaac said unto Jacob, come near, I pray thee, that I may blank thee, my son, whether thou be my very son blank or not. And Jacob went near unto Isaac his father, and he felt him, and said, the voice is Jacob's voice, but the blank are the hands of Esau. And he discerned him not, because his hands were blank, as his brother Esau's hands. So he blessed him, and he said, art thou my very son blank? And he said, I am. Fill in the blanks. All right, and I won't read the whole uh, the whole passage. I'll just go over the blanks, okay? The first one would be Esau. The second one would be bless. The third one is feel. The next one is Esau. And then the next one is hands. The next one would be hairy. And the last one is Esau. You guys did a great job. Praise the Lord. All right, question number two. Which two commandments did Jacob break? You have to really think about these, okay? Is it A, commandments 2 and 4, B, commandments 5 and 9, or C, commandments 7 and 10? All right, everybody's getting the right answer. It is B, commandments 5 and 9. Question number 3. What is commandment number 5? Very good. Commandment number 5 is honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. All right, very good. Question number 4. Not telling the truth to your mother or father is dishonoring them. True or false? Do you dishonor your parents when you don't tell them the truth? Absolutely, that answer is true. Lying to our parents is dishonoring them. You never want to be dishonest to your parents. All right, next question. What is commandment number 9? That was the other one that Jacob broke. Very good. I'll wait for everybody. Very good. And we're learning to memorize these. Praise the Lord. Commandment number 9 is thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. And we all know that also refers to being dishonest, lying. And Jacob was dishonest with his father. So he broke commandment number 9. All right, question number 6. How many times did Jacob lie to his father? Was it A, 2 times, B, 1 time, or C, 3 times? And you have to scroll up maybe to read the passage again to see how many times he lied to his stepfather. How many times did Jacob lie to his father regarding this Bible passage? Now we're getting our answers in. Wait for everybody. Very good. With C, 3 times he lied to his father. Not just once, not just twice, but 3 times he lied to his father. All right, very good. You guys are doing a great job. All right, next question. This is Genesis chapter 27, verse 41. And Esau blanked Jacob because of the blessing wherewith his blank blessed him. And Esau said in his blank, "The days of the mourning for my father are at hand. Then will I slay my blank Jacob." Fill in the blanks. And I'll read the whole thing. It's not a very long verse. And Esau hated Jacob because of the blessing wherewith his father blessed him. And Esau said in his heart, "The days of mourning for my father are at hand. Then will I slay my brother Jacob." All right. Question number 8. Which commandment did Esau break? A, commandment number 1, B, commandment number 6, or C, commandment number 2. Very good. The answer is B, commandment number 6. Question number 9. What is commandment number 6? Very good. Commandment number 6 is thou shalt not kill. And let's do question number 10. And I think we'll finish this lesson next Sabbath. So we'll go to question number 10. There's 20 questions. So we'll finish the last 10 next Sabbath because we don't have time to go over 10 commandments. Okay. Even though Esau did not kill his brother, he hated Jacob so much he wanted to kill him, which is the same as committing murder in your heart, true or false? Very good. The answer is true. Even though he didn't kill his brother, he wanted to. He hated him that much. He was planning on killing him. So that is the same as committing murder in your heart. You guys did a great job. All right, now we're going to go over our 10 commandments. We're going to be looking or going through the commandments in Deuteronomy chapter 5. So if you can please get your Bibles out and turn to Deuteronomy chapter 5, and we will get started. Let me know when you're all ready. All right, everybody's getting ready. So what we're going to do for this 10 Commandment study, going through the 10 Commandments, is I'm going to give you one keyword that has to do with that commandment, and you need to look it up. Let me know what commandment it is, what verse it is, and what number commandment it is, what verse, and what is that commandment, okay? Everybody's getting ready. I believe we're all ready. Okay, so let's get started. Remember, I'm giving you one key word. Okay, the first one. First key word is steal. What commandment has to do with steal? S-T-E-A-L, steal. That's a short verse, so we should be able to put that whole verse in the room. What number commandment, what verse, and what is that commandment? And it doesn't have to be in that order. Those are just the three things I want you to put in the room, okay? All right. Very good. That is commandment number 8. It's found in verse 19. Thou shalt, no, it's neither shalt thou steal. That's how it's worded in Deuteronomy chapter 5. Worded a little bit different than Exodus chapter 20. So it's neither shalt thou steal. All right, on to the next one. Your keyword is gods with a small g. And you could put the whole verse in the room. It's not very long. And again, it's worded a little bit different than Exodus chapter 20. Very good. That is commandment number 1, found in verse 7. Thou shalt have none other gods before me. All right. There's one word in there that was changed. None instead of no other gods. All right. Very good. On to the next one. Your key word is remember. Oh, I'm sorry. Can't be remember because that's not in Sabbath. Your keyword is Sabbath. And it's going to be verses. What commandment has to do with the Sabbath? In Deuteronomy chapter 5. And it is worded different. All right, very good. That is commandment number 4. It's found in verses 12 through 15. And it reads, keep the Sabbath day to sanctify it, as the Lord thy God hath commanded thee. 6 days thou shalt labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work. Thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, nor thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thine ox, nor thine ass, nor any of thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates, that thy manservant and thy maidservant may rest as well as thou, and remember that thou wast a servant in the land of Egypt, and that the Lord thy God brought thee out thence through a mighty hand and by a stretched out arm. Therefore the Lord thy God commanded thee to keep the Sabbath day. Right. On to the next one. It has to do with covet. What commandment has to do with covet? Put the verse in there, the commandment. What number commandment? All right, we get our answer then. That is commandment number 10. It's found in verse 21. And it reads, neither shalt thou desire thy neighbor's wife, neither shalt thou covet thy neighbor's house, his field, or his manservant, or his maidservant, or his ox, or his ass, or anything that is thy neighbor's. All right, on to the next one. You guys are doing a great job. Praise the Lord. All right, the next one would be adultery. Which commandment has to do with adultery? Wait for everybody to get their answers in. All right, very good. That is commandment number 7. It's verse 18. And it reads, neither shalt thou commit adultery. All right, on to the next one. It has to do with your key word is honor. What commandment has to do with honor? All right, we're getting our answers in. That is commandment number 5. It's found in verse 16. And it reads, honor thy father and thy mother as the Lord thy God has commanded thee, that thy days may be prolonged, and that it may go well with thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Even though the words are a little different, it still has that promise in there, that the days may be prolonged. So it's promising a long life if we obey that commandment. Right on to the next one. Let's see. Your keyword is going to be false. False. F-A-L-S-E. False. What commandment has to do with false? All right, we're getting our answer then. Very good. That is commandment number 9. It's found in verse 20. Neither shalt thou bear false witness against thy neighbor. All right, on to the next one. Your keyword is graven. G-R-A-V-E-N, graven. What commandment has to do with that word? And it's verses. Obviously, you don't have to put the whole verse in. It's pretty long. Uh-oh, somebody's mic's on. All right. We're getting our answers in the room. Okay, so it is commandment number 2, and it's found in verses 8 through 10. Thou shalt not make thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the waters beneath the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself unto them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. All right, on to the next one. Your keyword is vain. V-A-I-N. Vain. What commandment has to do with vain? And this, I believe this one is worded exactly like it's worded in Exodus 20. So it's worded the exact same way. Very good. That is commandment number 3. It's found in verse 11. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Very good. Now our last one. And your keyword is kill. K-I-L-L. Kill. And you can put that whole verse in. And it's worded just like it's worded in Exodus chapter 20. Very good. That is commandment number 6. It's found in verse 17. Thou shalt not kill. Very good. All right, now we're going to go on to our commandment that we were supposed to memorize for this Sabbath. And that is, we're memorizing out of Exodus chapter 20. So I want you to type in the room commandment number 9. That was our assignment for this Sabbath, to memorize commandment number 9. And if you can please type in the room without looking at that commandment, just do the best you can, okay? That's all I ask. Just do the best you can. So everybody's typing in their answers. Commandment number 9, as it is worded in Exodus 20. Everybody's getting their answers in. Praise the Lord. And if you can put the verse in, extra credit. Commandment number 9. Very good. You guys did a great job. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Very good. And that is verse 16. In Exodus chapter 20. You guys did a great job. All right, so next Sabbath we're going to memorize the last one, commandment number 10. And I want you to memorize the whole verse, okay? So that's your assignment for next Sabbath. And we'll be going over the commandments out of Exodus chapter 20 next Sabbath. Praise the Lord, you all did a great job. I love you all. God bless, and have a beautiful and wonderful Sabbath, everyone. See you next Sabbath.